The summer construction season means busy times for the Department of Public Works, as a presentation at last night's City Council meeting made clear. The bulk of the meeting was devoted to an update on capital projects. Public Works Director Nancy Peterson announced that the city had completed three different projects since the last update. The Powerhouse Expansion Project, the third phase of the Geographic Information System, or GIS, project, and the East Point Road Blow project have all been wrapped up. Now, the city is busy with other work. The installation of a third engine at the Powerhouse began on July 12th, and construction at the new 8-plex on Loop Road continues despite some delays due to the discovery of contaminated materials and excess water on the property. Work on the Lulac Lake and Deltaway drainage projects is already factoring in contaminated materials.
We're also planning to contact Chevron Environmental Management and the Corps of Engineers to see if either of those agencies have an interest in participating and feel responsible for any of that contaminated material. We're going to give them the opportunity to join with us.
Work on the Carly Moses Small Boat Harbor Road and Utility Project is complete, but there have been some delays on the construction of the Inner Harbor. Councilmember Zach Shasteen asked if these delays could have a big impact on the project's timeline.
I'm sorry, I don't recall, but isn't there a certain time frame where we can operate there? I mean, operate construction?
Like the middle of November. Yeah. I mean, they can work beyond that. They just have to do additional things they'll have to do with the regulating agencies in order to be able to work later.
Only one piece of legislation was considered last night, but it triggered a surprisingly heated debate. A modification to the utilities code failed after acceptable language could not be agreed upon. The ordinance would have standardized already existing policy regarding how the city bills a customer when their water or electric meter fails, and how the city handles service upgrades. There was much confusion over whether the Title X modifications would affect rebates for primary extensions or secondary extensions. Councilmember Dick Peck introduced an amendment that would have gotten rid of language that would codify current practice involving upgrades. Right now, the city only provides rebates for work on primary extensions, not any other electrical work on a customer's property, as Mayor Shirley Marquardt described.
In other words, that's any way they want to use that electricity on their own facility after it comes out of the city service, whether they want to use it some, you know, secondary service over to the meal plant, secondary service over to the galley, some over here for lighting for the parking lot. We have paid to give them the power. Now they're deciding what they want to do with it. That's the secondary.
That's
and
correct.
What we're saying is, just be clear, what we're paying for is the primary. This is what we pay for. So nobody's confused.
Some council members, like Catherine McGlashan, did not see how this amendment would have a practical impact on how the city handles utilities.
So, Mr. Winters, this is our current practice right now.
This is our current practice for upgrades right now.
Okay, so if we strike what's there, it's still what we're going to do. If the language is left there or taken out, it's still what we're going to do. So I'm happy how it is. Thank you.
While Public Utilities Director Dan Winters did confirm that this was the case, extended disagreement continued about the ordinance among council members, and confusion over language caused the mayor to call a break.
No.
You just said the secondary.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Stop. We're taking a break. We'll come back in 10 minutes. This is out of control. I thought you guys talked about this at the last meeting. We're talking about three different things.
During that break, a quorum of city council members continued to discuss the ordinance despite not being on regular meeting time. Ultimately, both the amendment to the ordinance and the ordinance itself failed on split votes. Council wrapped up in an unannounced executive session to discuss where things stand with the Department of Justice and the Environmental Protection Agency on litigation over the wastewater treatment plant. All council members were present for the meeting except for Roger Rowland, who was excused.